This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't know how to start this because it's a moral dilemma, and I feel that I have poisoned the water here so much that there's no morality left in the room.
There's a little bit, but
it depends. It ain't you.
Someone's poisoned the water hole. It's Slacker.
I didn't say it was me.
You think it's Tiak?
Yeah.
Tiak has a little bit of morality left. I don't know if this is morality. Okay,
it depends for me.
So I was recently on a plane, and I don't like talking about this because I know that we live in a politically correct world and I don't know if I'm going to say anything wrong. But there was a woman who was bigger who got on the plane. And
okay.
She sat down.
Okay.
Like directly across from me. And then you're on that airline where you're trying to like spread out over three seats so you get that empty seat in the middle. Rhymes with schmaus schmest. And you're praying to God that they don't make the announcement that they just made. They're like, just so you know, it's an absolutely full flight.
Yeah.
Every seat will be taken. And then I look at my son and I'm like, you're going to have to move over to the middle seat, man, because I'm not moving to the middle.
Yeah.
I rode the middle on the way out. Whatever. So then she's sitting there and I promise you, you might think I'm a jerk, but I wasn't thinking about the middle seat situation with her, but it was going to be a problem. Once I looked at her, I'm like, so here's the moral question. The flight attendant and gate agent came up to her and basically told her she had to buy the second seat.
Oh, Lord.
But
if it's a full flight, how was she able to buy it?
So they had somebody on standby and they couldn't give them the ticket.
Mm.
But once they saw, they were like, okay, this seat's open. And then they looked at her and they were like, but it's not open. Now, under the letter of the law, you know, like when you're bigger, you know.
Yeah.
That the airlines do that now at a certain size.
If you're gonna be taking up a second seat, it's the same with kids and stuff. At a certain point, a certain age, it's
over
like,
two, they're not a lap kid anymore.
Yeah.
You need to buy a seat. You don't get to like right. So there's just
My son's been two for like 5 years now.
It's such a
funny how that works.
Going as far as you travel, like Pennsylvania is a expensive ticket. If you were to take her to see like Puerto Rico or whatever, it would be so much money.
Mm-hmm.
If you can pretend he's two.
Just like I used to at the buffets, you know?
100%, yeah. Yes. So here's my moral question. She knew what she was supposed to do, and she didn't do it. But should they have done this sales pitch browbeat in front of
everyone,
all of us?
Because what, are they going to swipe a card there in the aisle?
They
and
were
then
asking her to get up and make it right. And then eventually she was like, the gate agent because the woman said, I mean, I was going to like text in what you think should have happened here, but like to 51059. Mm-hmm. I just don't know.
It's unfair.
Hold on. You didn't finish.
I don't want to say what happened yet because I want to get some texts in because she's already on the plane, man.
I know.
You saw her standing at the gate, but when's a good time? Like,
when and you knew it was a full flight.
Yes. Like, well, when should they have grabbed her? Is she owed the privacy, or did she forfeit that right by knowing she should have bought it and not doing it?
That's what I'm trying to think. It's uncomfortable and unfair, maybe, but also like the kid example. If we say that our son is two and he's got a beard, which eventually he will, they would come up and go,
they have to.
Hey, look.
We know he's not two.
Yeah, you got to pay up. Like,
he's smoking a cigar on a flight.
You try to get away with something and we caught you. And this is uncomfortable for all of us, but
I don't want to have to do this, but I have to do this.
Yeah, and we would have to go, you're right. We knew what we were supposed to do.
What if she didn't know? What if that was her first flight or something? Or I don't know. I'm just saying. What
so
if-
I will negate your argument.
Okay.
Because when she sat, she asked for a seatbelt extender.
Oh, okay.
So she knew that it exists. She knew that she wasn't going to fit in the seatbelt.
Mm.
And again, I swear to God, I'm not trying to fat shame. Like, it is what it is. I don't know what, if she's got medical problems that made her that.
Sure.
I don't know why she is of that size. And it's none of my business.
Mm-hmm.
But it was also none of my business that they were beating her up
that
in
they
public.
Were sharing her business
Correct.
With everyone.
But she put herself in that spot. If you don't want to get caught, like when if they grab you for shoplifting, like open up your purse and you're like, let's not do this here. It's like, you stole. Open your purse. Like she did something knowingly.
She didn't do anything illegal though. Because
she was sort of stealing a seat.
But she wasn't. If it wasn't a full flight, they wouldn't have made her pay for a second seat.
But it was. So I just, that's what I don't know.
Yeah, so she was riding the line, hoping it wasn't full, and then.
You're riding the line with your son with a beard.
Yeah, I don't know the right answer. I have never felt, I was like.
Shave, before we go, Leo, come on. I need you in on this.
So, I mean, eventually, she said the magic words. She said, this is embarrassing that you're talking about this here. And that's when the gate agent looked up and saw
everyone
on the plane going, how is this gonna end?
Oh no.
And they comped her the seat.
Ooh.
And they were like, from this point forward, you've now been warned. You're tagged in the Schmelschmiss system that if you don't have two seats.
Oh, they did. Because I was wondering, how do we know that this hasn't happened before?
They told her she is marked as a two seat.
I'm more asking for the kid with the beard thing. What happens if you get caught?
I don't. It's just been weighing on my mind since then. Because while I feel like that was really hard, that was brutal for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But did she or did she not bring it on herself?
I don't know. Because I'm the guy, whenever I'd go to games with my dad, we would always sneak down to the closer seats, and then I always hated it.
I hate you!
Because people would come and go, oh, I'm sorry, and they'd look at
the... And then you have to act like, what?
Yeah, and you're just like, yep. But you know, it's like, we got caught. Yep, and this is humiliating,
you did that knowing that it was wrong. I don't know.
She did too.
I know. I did. It's not
she
as...
She probably
for some
knew.
Reason,
and
it's
I'm
a different...
I'm fat too, all right? Being all baby to me.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.